Today is Indigenous Peoples Day, and tribal leaders are using the occasion to call on people in Indian country to vote in the upcoming election. This year is the 100th anniversary of the Indian Citizenship Act, passed in 1924, to grant U.S. citizenship to all Indigenous people, including the right to vote. But Montana Poet Laureate and Native American activist Chris Latray says there have been consistent efforts to suppress that right. He's calling on the state's Native population to cast their ballots.
Because it has power. So I urge you to use it. Vote in tribal elections, community elections, state and national elections, every election you can. Guide the future of our people. Protect the future of our people.
Indigenous advocacy groups have worked to increase voter registration numbers on tribal lands. They've created an online voter information guide and continue to fight efforts to limit remote ballot collection on Montana's 7 reservations. More than 6% of Montana's population is Indigenous, and Native voter registration has been steadily increasing since 2016, thanks to efforts of the advocacy group Western Native Voice. Activist Jonas Rides at the Door calls voting critical.
Our elected leaders shape many aspects of our lives, so I engage to elect leaders that will protect our cultural way of life. This year, join me in being a modern-day warrior. Let's vote.
The Montana Supreme Court recently blocked measures designed to limit remote ballot collection from taking effect. The state, led by Secretary of State Christy Jacobson, appealed the decision to the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.